Arsenic-contaminated drinking water affects tens of millions of people, especially in developing countries where existing water treatment facilities are too expensive for widespread use. To help solve this public health problem, Abul Hussam developed a simple, inexpensive water filter system, an idea that earned him the Granger Challenge's top prize.
We analyzed the water, and the first analysis was done with my home tuber that we have been using for 20 years or so. So we analyzed that water and we found arsenic in that well. So basically we have been drinking this water for a long time, the family, the neighbors.
Born in Bangladesh, Hussam came to the U.S. to earn his doctorate in analytical chemistry. For the past two decades, he has taught at George Mason University in Virginia. His passion is environmental research and has spent years working on the arsenic problem, testing hundreds of prototype filtration systems.
Well, then came along the Granger Challenge, and the American engineering community challenged the engineering community in this country as well as the scientists in this country to devise a filtration system that is cheap, basically inexpensive, that will last longer, and it will work without electricity. And also, the filtration system should be green in the sense that it should not produce any hazardous waste, solid waste.
His winning innovation is the SonoFilter, a simple maintenance-free system that uses sand, charcoal, bits of brick, and shards of porous iron. The filter removes almost every trace of arsenic from well water. The World Health Organization reports 500 million people in South Asia alone are exposed to arsenic-laced well water. But the problem is widespread, affecting countries in South America, East Asia, and elsewhere. For Urdu TV's Tabinda Naeem, Jim Bertel, VOA News.